This is an improv class on making melody, and like most of the time, myself included, when I hear guitar solos, it's just a bunch of notes. This is me too when I listen back to my own solos. You're in A minor or something, and people play like... like, how is that a melody? Like, and then people say, well, my scales don't sound like music. What am I supposed to do? I'm like, well, let's make a melody. But it's not necessarily that easy to teach how to make a melody. And so I love this book, this little chapter in this book. The book is called Jazz Improvisation by David Baker. It's an old book from the early 70s. And I didn't know that it had this chapter. In a different book, I read that there was a chapter on making melody. In fact, it's two chapters. The next chapter is called... techniques to be used in developing a melody, which we're going to get to another day. But right now, we're going to go through some of the tenets of a good melody. And number one is a balance of step and skip, which means when you play a scale, we're going to use... can we use an A? We could choose a pentatonic, but that already has skips in it. Like, pentatonic is 1 flat 3. We already skipped the 2.
Yeah.
So, could we do a regular minor scale? It's going to be, like, if you do A minor, it's going to be 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 6, flat 7, 1. So what we're going to do, I just want you to recognize, we're in A minor. We decided to do A minor, like Aeolian, regular minor. It's 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 6, flat 7, 1. Stepwise means... note by note in the scale. You're just going up the steps. Up or down, starting or ending on any note, you're going stepwise. What this is saying is, the first tenet of a good melody is that there's a few skips. Now, I don't think he defines his terms that clearly, but me personally, I call a skip when you literally skip from... you literally skip a note. Like if you go from, let's say, 4 to flat 6... you skipped over 5. So a skip might sound like... I skipped over 5 and I got to 6 and then I just happened to change direction. You can continue in the same direction, doesn't matter. And then I define a leap as anything more than skipping one note. So if I went from, I don't know, 6 to like... to 2 or something, it might sound... I'm sorry, if I went from 4 to, let's say, 2... be a leap, because that's a pretty big jump. And so a tenet of a good melody is, just listen for a minute, if I play all scale, all stepwise with no skips or leaps, it gets old pretty quick. Like, but when I throw a few skips or leaps in, most of what I did was stepwise motion. But a few skips and leaps in either direction make the whole thing come alive, don't you think?
Mm. Yeah.
So that's a first step to experiment with.
Starts to sound like a song.
Skipping one note, I'll call it a skip. Skipping more than that, I'll call it a leap. Here's a volunteer showing us a phrase with a skip or a leap in it. So you went... do da da do 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 do, right? See, even just right there was all steps except the very first interval. She played 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Or wait, you 1, 2. It must have been another skip in there. 5. Oh, okay, the other skip was the flat 6. She played 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 1. Like, that's cool, because there's 2 skips in there. Actually, there was 1 skip, which was the 6th. She skipped the 6th. But there was a leap in the very beginning, from 5 to 1. She skipped 2 notes, 6 and 7. Right? So,
oh, yeah.
5, 1 was a leap. 2, 3, 4, 5 was all step. And then 7, that's a skip. And then 1, that's a step. So well done. Even just that, it sounds so much more compelling. So great job on that. Okay, one more time. Good. So he went 1 flat 3 4 flat 6 7 7 flat 6 4 flat 3 1. So that had a bunch of skips in it. You skipped the 2 right away. You skipped the 5. And then you came back down. So it had 2 skips in it. And there weren't that many notes. So that's a... that was good. Nice. It was a little... when you have too many skips, is there... There can be a potential to have it sound too disjointed. I'm not saying yours was. Yeah. But if you have a lot of skips and leaps and not much stepwise motion, it just might not sound as smooth. You know, people play like, if I don't know how to demonstrate this, but like if you... Might be interesting for a second, but if you do that for a whole solo or a whole melody, you might be like, yeah, can we go get a coffee? Like,
can we go get a coffee?
So that's the first 10. Any questions on that? We're going to move to the second one if you're good. Although before we move on to the next thing, he says generally leaps turn back in the direction of the skip. So I'd like to experiment with that for a second.
Yeah, explain that again.
It means instead of continuing in the same direction, you generally reverse direction. So that's a very interesting, in my opinion, way to do it. Like, you, let's say you played 1, 2, 3, 5, and then the most next likeliest note is going to be 4 because you changed direction. Like, that sounds a pretty compelling. So here's another example. Let's say I'm descending, like 1, 7, 6, and then I do a leap to 3, and then I might do like 5, come back. So, sorry. Caught your ear a little bit.
Yeah.
So I want you to experiment with that before we move on to the next thing. Do a skip or a leap, and then come back towards the origin. You just whatever direction you were going in, you'll return back towards the origin, maybe for a second. You don't have to keep going down. You can go in any direction after that.
With or without the leap. You do the leap, but then you...
You do the leap, but then you reverse direction for at least 1 note going back.
Without leap.
Oh. Without a leap.
Without the leap. Gotcha.
So it's almost like if you're doing a skip, you're then going to play the note that you skipped. But sometimes it might be a leap. You could play 1 of the notes that you skipped with a leap. If that makes any sense. We have an example right here. Go ahead. Good. 1 more time. So what she played was 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the Lion King very nicely back down on itself. Excellent. Let's hear that example. Excellent. So that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, or I should say 8, 7, 6, 5, etc. So you're turning back around, and both those lines were nice. They were great. Now I feel like we're ready to move on. The following is a fairly well balanced melody. It's over a 12 bar blues in C. Skips along the chord in measures 11 and 12, and that would be like going from here to here. That's certainly quite a leap. He's interchanging the terms skip and leap, but I like to say leap is more than you're skipping more than 1 note, and skipping is you're just skipping 1 note. So like if you're in the key of C major, going from C to E is a skip, but going from C to F or C to G or C to A or something would be a leap in my book. In any case, you clearly heard the leaps there. Also notice that in measures 7 and 8, the return is in the direction of the skip. He's talking about the bit where it goes. So this, yeah, you're on the note C, skip to A. I mean, you're skipping down to A, and then you're coming back up towards the C. And then you skip down to G, and you're coming back towards the C. Okay? Also note that this melody is going to be used as a reference melody for the rest of the whole presentation, so we'll return to it often.